Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Sean Worthington, author of Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currency. Sean, I need your website, please.
It's cloudcoin.global. That's one of them.
Cloudcoin.global. All right. Now, folks, as I've told you before, Sean is he's a heavy hitter. He's a serious thought leader in the whole cryptocurrency future of money debate. And recently, Sean, you were asked to speak at a future of money symposium in Athens, Greece. A lot of bankers, all the global central bankers were there, like our Fed folks and Europe's mm-hmm. group. And you spoke to them. What did you tell them?
Well, I told them that the future of cash is digital cash because it gives us a whole bunch of properties that regular cash does not have. It allows us to buy and sell things all over the world, day or night, instantly. And that's a property of cash that's going to be very valuable.
When you said that, did they take that to mean a non-sovereign cash? When you say digital cash, is that code for non-sovereign, meaning not a dollar, not a euro?
Well, that's just for discrete money that is not part of a digital ledger. That is, so it's really, we're talking about something that's totally new.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually something that I've invented, and that is money that does not require a public ledger, and you can put it in your cell phone or on your computer, and it's separate all by itself.
Mm-hmm. But still spendable.
Yes, and so you can still spend it in an instant
over the world. You said the bankers didn't really – you got the feeling they didn't accept your message of this digital money. But yet they're dealing with digital money. They all do, right? I know some of them. I've been in the bowels of central bank operations. They know that they're processing way fewer checks than they used to. The central banks in Chicago in Dallas and San Francisco and St. Louis, they used to process billions of checks. Now they do millions. They don't do nearly as many checks. They know digital money is changing.
Uh-huh.
So, but why are they seeing something different than you're talking about?
Well, for a couple of reasons. One, it's just not their mission to create digital currency. Their mission is to create paper currency, and that's what their focus is on.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, you know, not interested in doing something outside of their mission. And they've had their leadership come out with resolutions and memos saying that there was no business case for them to do digital currency. I don't know why they think that, but
mm-hmm.
They've literally been told, don't worry about digital currency.
So you're saying the banking institutions are behind the marketplace, basically, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, that's how they make their money, I guess you could say, literally.
It's their paradigm. Paradigm is you set establish a certain set of rules, and you find a way to be successful inside of those rules. That's not what you're talking about. Does not fit their paradigm.
Yeah, they have a bunch of laws and regulations that are all built around physical paper money,
yeah.
And so to come in and change that would take an act of Congress. At minimum, maybe more.
And so, Sean, last thought. I'm convinced that sometime not too long in the future, maybe even in my lifetime, there will be a major disruption, a major intersection where these two worlds collide. And somebody's going to have to sort all this out. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that, like you were talking about, that there might be an Amazon Pay that comes along. Everybody chooses that instead of national currencies. It becomes actually more popular. Mm-hmm. National currencies lose their value. And we have a private sector currency that is totally new.
I think this is one of the biggest threats to the sovereign dollar than anything that we've ever seen before. This, folks, this is major stuff we're talking about here, and I want you to stay up to date on it. And thank you, Sean Worthington, for providing us with this, your insights and this report. And we hope you come back soon.
Thanks for having me.
Sean Worthington, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget CloudCoin. CloudCoin.global is his website. His book is called Beyond Bitcoin. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.